Good to see you today on this beautiful day. I trust you having had a good week and trusting God for a good day today in His house. And I'm just glad to have you visitors with us. First time visitors, glad to see you. Those that are visiting again, glad to see you. And glad to have some family members here today, other people in our church. And it's just a great day to be in the Lord's house. You know, I'm glad I'm saved, first of all. Amen. And as already been mentioned, I'm glad that I don't know and nobody knows when the Lord's coming, but we do know He's coming. And I'm glad He's in charge and not us. And but I know I'm looking forward to that day, whenever it is. Maybe in my lifetime, it may not be in my lifetime, but I know He's coming and it's going to be a reality. The world, because of this, is just mocking, you know, Christianity, you know, and it's amazing how there are so many things today that Satan is using to mock Christianity. It really is, but you know, he can mock all he wants to. It's real, and the Lord is coming, and the Lord lives in my heart. I know He does yours if you're saved today, and I'm just glad that I'm on the winning side. I mean, there's a few battles once in a while we're going to lose, but the war has been won by our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm glad to be on the winning side. Ephesians chapter 2, please. Ephesians chapter 2, we've been there for a good while now. We'll continue in this book, the Lord willing, trusting that it'll be an encouragement to you and to me as we look at things that we have so far. In chapter 2, we talked about the state, if you please, of the natural man, how we're all sinful. We're all sinful. And Paul tells us this here, how we live according to the course of the world, the prince of the powers there, and of course we're children of disobedience. That's our nature. That's the way we were born. And we can't help that. But God can help that. God can help us to be what we ought to be for Him. But I'm glad today to know that I realized that I was a sinner one day. I was lost, and I needed to be saved. That's the most important thing a person can come to reality in their life, is to realize they're lost and realize they need to be forgiven of their sins. It'll change a person's life when that happens to us. And I'm glad that God has a way to reveal to us as human beings those truths from His Word. The Word of God, used by the Spirit of God, can help us to see who we really are and who we need to be. So we're glad today to know that God saves, God keeps, and God helps us in our life as His children. And we're going to look at this today in Ephesians chapter 2. First of all, we notice as we begin today, we want to begin in prayer. And we're going to talk about some things. We're going to review a little bit, first of all, on what God did, why God did it, and then when God did it. And today we're going to focus on how God did it. Okay? So let's pray. Father, we thank You for this time. We thank You for the Word of God that You've allowed us to have, to come and share together. Oh, we realize, Lord, that it's the Word of God that unites us, God, as Your children. As we come to know Christ as Savior, and as we know You as our Savior, Lord, we want to know more about You and what You've done for us, and God, what You want to do for us and through us. So, God, we come to this time now. We commit this time together that we have to You. We're thankful for each one that's here. And we now pray the Spirit of God we'll take the Word of God and Lord, just penetrate in our minds and our hearts, God, that we might see, Lord, what You've done for us, God, what You want to do in our lives. Bless those that are sick, those that are traveling. God, watch over them today and bring them back safely, maybe next week. Again, Lord, we now just commit this time to You and thank You for everyone that's here. May You be honored. May You be glorified. There's one in our midst that's lost. I pray, God, they might be saved today. Well, this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And again, we thank You for visiting here today at Fellowship Baptist Church Sunday School Hour. Ephesians chapter number 2, I want us to look, first of all, as review what God did. What God did. God saw mankind in a sinful state. He realized that man needs help. And we see in verse number 5 and verse number 6, even when we were dead in sin. Now, this is when God did what he did. He did it when we were dead in sin. We were sinners. We recognize the fact that we were sinners. This is why God did it. In verse number 4. But God is who is rich in mercy for his great love wherein he loved us. But in verse 5, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now we see here what God did. God has quickened us together in Christ Jesus. He has raised us together, and he set us in heavenly places together in Christ Jesus. Now this is what God did. Now we see why God did it again in verse number 4. God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, whereby he loved us. Because God loves us. Because God loves you. That's why he did what he did. You know, his great love, his great mercy he has. You put love and mercy together and you get grace. The grace of God. Love plus mercy equal grace. The grace of God. The love of God. And we see this now. We know he did it when we were dead in trespasses and sin. First part of verse number 5 tells us that. Now, but he did this because he's rich in mercy and he has great love. He has great love. Folks, if I could grasp, and you could grasp, really how much God loves us, we would no doubt serve him better than we do. I'm afraid, but we don't really realize how much God loves us and what he's done for us. It's indescribable. When you get saved, you can't describe to anybody what happened to you, can you? I mean, it's indescribable. You just know that you feel like your sins are forgiven. You know your sins are forgiven. You just feel free. I felt like a load had been lifted off of me when I first got saved. You know, a great, great burden had just lifted off of me. God did that for me. You know, it's indescribable. Many things that God does for us is indescribable because it's miraculous. You see, it's nothing that we can understand ourselves as human beings. But God does things miraculously, and I'm glad today to know that. Now, today I want us to focus on how God did this. How did God see us as dead in trespasses and sin? How did he help us to realize this and quicken us or make us alive in Christ Jesus? How did he quicken us? Now, to quicken us makes us alive. Again, before we say we're dead in trespasses and sin, when God saved us, he quickened us. He gave us a new life. And now we're walking in the Spirit with God. So we find here now, how did God do this? How did he do this? Now, look at verse number 8 today. Verse number 8 says, for by what? Grace are you what? Saved through what? Faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. Now, I've already said this about grace. First of all, we see that God himself, when it comes to salvation, when it comes to being saved, forgiven of my sins, forgiven of your sins, only God brings salvation. It's not a priest. It's not anybody on this earth. Only God can save. Only God can save me. Only God can save you. God can save anybody. But salvation is of God, first of all. It's of God. And I'm glad that God has a means whereby to reach down into everybody's heart and help them to see their need to be saved, first of all, and then to give them the faith to trust Christ as their personal Savior. I believe with all my heart there's not a person on the face of this earth when they get to the point in their heart, in their life, that they realize they're lost and they're saved, God is going to send somebody by, something by, a track or something to help that individual come to know Christ as Savior. I believe that. Because God is rich in grace and mercy. Therefore, He's going to help people that want to be saved to be saved. That's the way He works. And we're great, glad to know that. But salvation is of God. Not only is salvation of God, but salvation is only through Jesus Christ. There's no other way to be saved. Take your Bibles and turn back with me again to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 4. Y'all know this verse by heart. I know most of you do. But I want us to read it again. Salvation is of God. Salvation is only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 4, verse number 8. I want to look at this. Acts 4, beginning verse number 8. Salvation is only of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is beginning with as Peter's addressing the Sanhedrin in verse number 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, to all the people of Israel, that by, notice, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole." Peter said, it's only by Jesus Christ that this man is now whole. That's the only reason. He said, it's not us. It's all about him. You know, Jesus Christ. Now notice this, verse 11. "This is the stone," talking about Jesus, "which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner." Verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." We must be saved. It's only through Jesus Christ. Salvation is of God. Salvation is only through the Lord Jesus Christ. But thank God, salvation is possible to every man, no matter who we are, Jew or Gentile, red, yellow, black, and white. It doesn't matter who we are today. Salvation is possible for all mankind. Now, this is salvation of God. This is the salvation the Bible teaches us. I really believe this with all my heart. But salvation is by grace. It is by grace. Back in Ephesians now, in chapter 2, verse number 8, one more time. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God." It is a gift of God. What we see here, by grace alone, through faith alone, and to God alone be glory for salvation. It's by grace alone, through faith alone, and to God alone be the glory that He has provided for mankind salvation, forgiveness of sins. I'm glad today to know that. If any man wants to be saved, these verses in Ephesians can help them to be saved, if they want to be saved. God tells us here how to do it. Salvation is the work of God. It's the work of God's grace alone. God's grace alone. The love of God. He loves mankind. Salvation is a free gift of God. It's free, a gift from God. Salvation is. Now it calls God His Son, His precious Son. But to mankind, it's free. It's free. Listen, we can't put a value on salvation. I mean, we just can't do that. All men can be saved, though. All men can be saved. All men will not be saved, but they can. It's available. Salvation is received by faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's taking God at His word. That's believing God. If God says He'll save me, He'll save me. I believe that with all my heart because I know I'm saved. Man must believe what God says, first of all, about His word. Man must believe what God says about His word. And also man must believe what God says and must accept His free offer of salvation in order to be saved. See, it's a gift. Man must receive it in order to get it. You have to receive it in order to get it. You must put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to save you. So we find that salvation We find in verse number 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Now we see, first of all, salvation is by grace. Is by grace. That is God's grace. Grace is a love and mercy of God in action. We saw that through what Jesus did. Him coming, becoming a man, living on this earth, going to the cross and dying for you and I. That's God's love in action. And we find here, this is grace. This is grace. Grace means the favor and the kindness of God. Aren't you glad that God shows kindness to mankind? I'm glad He shows kindness to me every day of my life. He always has. He always will. God's always kind to mankind. I'm afraid that we're not kind to Him. Grace, we find here, is given despite the fact that we are undeserving and also with unmerited. His grace. He gives it regardless. He gives it regardless. Grace, God has done a thing that's unheard of among man. God loves His enemies. God loves everybody. Do I love everybody? I'm saying in front of you, I can't say I love everybody, but I ought to. But God loves everybody. There's not a person that's ever been born that God doesn't love. He loves everybody. God has done something that man cannot do. Man has no inclination to do this, but He's done it. God has given His grace, this grace, to mankind. His grace. He's given it to you. He's given it to me. He's given it to that person that you may talk to on the street about getting saved. That person that slams the door in your face. That person that may cuss you out. God's grace is to that person. It's to that person. God loves him. So what is grace? Grace is simply giving. That's what God did. He gave His Son. His only begotten Son, that we might be saved. Give it to people who do not deserve the gift. Did you deserve to be saved? Did I deserve to be saved? No, I did not. But I'm thankful that He saved me. I'm thankful that He saved me. In spite of me. In spite of who I was. So, we see that God gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to save mankind. For by grace are you saved through faith. Grace, talking about the grace of God, the love of God. It's indescribable. He has reached out, God reached out through His Son, Jesus Christ, to help us. He reached out to help us through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. How in the world can people today see what God has done and how He did it and not believe it and not accept it? It's beyond me. It's beyond me. I do know that Satan has blinded the eyes of many people. That's why. But I'm thankful that the Word of God turns on the light. The Word of God, through the Spirit of God, gives us enlightenment to reality, what God did through giving His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He reached out by giving His Son to die for you, to die for me. Jesus died for you. He died for me. Never forget that. Never forget that. He died for you as an individual because He loved you that much. No matter who you are, He loves you. Don't forget that. He loves you, okay? When things come in your life you don't understand, you remember that Jesus loves me. He died for me. He died for me. He died for me. He took our sins upon Himself. He took my sins upon Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. What love, folks. What love. For someone to take my sins and bear them upon Himself. What amazing love do we see in the Lord Jesus Christ. He bore my punishment for my sin. He bore my punishment for my sin. As the songwriter put it, I should have been crucified. I should have died on that cross. But Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Folks, I'm afraid that doesn't move us the way it should. I'm afraid we're missing something here, folks. we're missing the agony, the pain, the suffering that Jesus Christ went through for you, for me. The grace of God that was manifested through Him doing that for us. The love of God and the mercy of God. He bore our punishment. He paid the penalty for me and for you. He paid my penalty. I owed a debt I couldn't pay. He paid a debt that He didn't owe. Sin for me and for you. For by grace are we saved. Don't forget that. For by grace are you saved. For by grace are you saved. He died for us. He died in our place. He died in our stead. He was our substitute for us. I don't have to die. Jesus died for me. You don't have to die. Jesus died for you. He died in your place. He was your substitute. He died in your stead. Thank God today for His grace. Notice the people for whom Jesus Christ died. Romans 5:6 tells us He died for the ungodly. He died for the ungodly. Those that were vile and ugly and mean and all the ungodly. You know, as you look at the world today, how ungodly people are and things in this world today. But Jesus Christ died for everyone. He died for the ungodly. He not only died for the ungodly, He died for sinners. Romans 5:8 tells us, but God commended His love towards us, and while we were hard, yet what? Sinners, Christ died for us. We're talking about God's grace. For by grace are we saved, folks. For by grace are we saved. We also see that He died for His enemies. He died for people that did not like Him. Those that literally crucified Him. He died for them. He died for everybody, folks. But most of all, get this. He died for you. He died for you. Now, you might not have been a mean person. You might not have been a rough person. You might not have been someone that did all kinds of wrong things in your life. The fact is, you were still a sinner. And I was a sinner. Therefore, Jesus Christ died for me. He died for you. He died for all of us. God's grace has been showered upon us as sinful man. We find that in verses 4 and 5. Let's read it again. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherein He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. He saved us. By grace are you saved. By grace are we saved. Now notice it says also in verse number 8, for by grace are you saved through faith. Through faith. Knowing that Jesus Christ died for you, knowing that He died for me, that's great. That's wonderful to know that. But there has to be another step to be saved. You can know it and still miss it. You can know that Jesus Christ died for you and still not be saved. You can miss it. Notice it says you're saved through faith. Through faith. That is believing God's word, accepting God's word. Do you know and realize that we honor God's Son by believing in Him? By believing in Him and trusting Him? If we don't believe in Him and trust in Him, we dishonor Him. We say, you didn't do what you said you did. We don't acknowledge Him as who He is. But when we trust Him by faith and receive Him into our heart, we honor Him. We honor the Lord Jesus Christ. See, God takes our faith and counts it as the death of Jesus Christ for us. Our faith. Our trust in Christ. We believe in Him. It is our faith that causes God to look upon us as having been with Christ when He died. Our faith. We believe that Jesus died for us. So by grace are we saved through faith. It's our faith that causes God to credit us with salvation. You'll never be saved apart from faith in Jesus Christ. You have to put your faith, you have to acknowledge as the one who came and lived and died for you. And accept Him by faith as your Savior. If you never accept him, you don't put faith in him. But if you accept him, you acknowledge faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, you can be saved. Well, by grace, are you saved? Through what? Faith. Faith. What is faith? What is the definition of faith? I already gave it one time a while back. Faith is forsaking all, I trust him. Forsaking all, I trust him. That's faith. Through my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is through Christ. Has been given to us by God's hands. God has offered it to mankind through his Son, Jesus Christ, salvation. And it's through faith, through faith. First of all, we're not saved. We are not saved of ourselves. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. Nothing. Nothing. Now, nothing is nothing. I remember a math class I took when I was in college. And the professor was writing on the board, you know, and he said, this is number one, number two, and all this. We're saying, what is that? It's one, that's two. And someone, he put a zero up there, and he said, now, what is this? And someone said, that's nothing. He said, that's wrong. Zero is zero. Zero is just as important as one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Okay? Well, when I say nothing have I done, nothing have you done, I literally mean nothing. Not zero, but nothing. Nothing have we done to deserve God's own Son. You see, if man is ever to be accepted to God, we have to realize this. We have to realize this. If we are ever to be perfected and have his past wiped clean, we have to, by faith, trust Christ. We can't do it ourselves. It's impossible. It's impossible. It will not be by our own hands that we are. Salvation is not of man. I said a while ago, salvation is of God. Notice it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. And that not of yourselves. Not of yourselves. You're saved as a gift of God. You're saved as a gift of God. God gives you the gift of faith to trust him as your Savior and become a child of God. It's all because of God. God did it all, folks. God gave his Son to come and die on the old rugged cross. God raised him up from the grave. He's seated him now on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. God did it all. God planned it all, and God did it all. And you know what? God is wrapping up it all today. God's building a church. This church, I believe, is almost complete. He's ready to come after us. And one day he's coming. One day he's coming. We're saved as a gift of God. We cannot make God owe us. Do you know that? God don't owe you anything. He don't owe me anything. Not one thing. Man cannot bring perfection to God. Man cannot change God. Man cannot make God forgive him. It's impossible. That's why you can't be saved when you want to get saved. There's got to be a drawing. There's got to be a wooing of the Spirit of God through the Word of God, by the power of God. And a conviction in your heart, my heart, to be saved. I mean, there's no conviction, there's no salvation. I mean, it ain't just about believing. You got to believe, yes, but the conviction is going to make you believe, help you to believe. I believe that on my heart. I'm sad to say there's probably a lot of people that believe on Jesus Christ and call upon him, but never no conviction. And I wonder if they're really saved, brother. I wonder, are they really saved? Because you can't find them today. They're not in church, not, I don't know where they are. You know? We can't make God forgive us. God doesn't work that way. God makes forgiveness available, but it's his way, not man's way. It's of God. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's all by grace through faith. Man cannot make God love us. We can't make God love us. You know, we do a lot of things for a lot of people to try to get people to love us, don't we? There's nothing you or I could do for God to make Him love us. He loves us anyway. He loves us anyway. Has there ever been someone in your life that you have a hard time loving? You know how to raise your hand. What do you do about it? How do you deal with it? You know, this person, I want to love this person, but I'm having a hard time, God. I mean, probably nobody in here is like that, but I am. You know, sometimes in my life. But sometimes I have a hard time loving people. And it's not so much people as it is their ways. And I know people have a hard time loving me and my ways. But what do we do about it? What do we do about it? Well, what does God do? He loves us anyway. He loves us anyway, don't he? Now, let's go up what God wants us to do. I will be there. If we will go back to where we used to be and realize how lost and undone we were and see what and remember what God has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ, and how much He loves us, I really believe with all my heart that we'll learn to love people. God loves people. Do you know that? He loves people. And God's children, I really believe with all my heart, love people. We love one another. God plants a seed of love in our heart that we never had before we were saved. And since we are saved, we want to love people. We care about people, no matter who they are. Man cannot set himself free. He can't do it. It takes God. It takes God to set man free. And He does that by saving us. By saving us. Now notice, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. The next verse says, not of works. Why? Lest any man should boast. Lest any man should boast. There will not be one person in heaven that can stand and say, I was good enough to be here. I was good enough to be here. We can't boast of the fact that I'm good enough to be saved. But you know what we can do? We can brag on Jesus for saving us. We can brag on Him for saving us. And the fact that He saw us and helped us to realize that we were lost and that we needed to be saved. I'm glad today for a wonderful Savior. God is the supreme being of all the universe. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He's the one that has provided salvation through grace, by grace through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. I'm glad today I'm saved. I hope today you're saved as an adult. If you're not, God loves you. Jesus died for you. He wants to save you. If you put your faith in Him and call upon Him, ask Him to forgive your sins and come into your heart, He'll save you. He's promised that. God does not lie. And He'll save you if you call upon Him. I'm so glad today to know that salvation is of God. Salvation is through Jesus Christ. And salvation is possible for anybody. For anybody that I call upon the Lord. You know, I'm so glad today to know that I know this life is very swiftly passing by. Whether you're 30, 40, 50, 68, or whatever you are, would you not agree that life is very fast? James says, like a vapor. It appeared for a little time and then it's gone. But I'm so glad that God has given us this period called time that we have the opportunity in that time to become a child of God and to know Jesus Christ as our Savior. And to live with Him, and live for Him, if I should say, first of all, on this earth. And then one day, spend eternity with Him. Spend eternity with Him. God is good, folks, to make that available to mankind. He could, after Adam and Eve sinned, just send everybody to hell. forgot it all. You know that? He could have done that. But God, who is rich in mercy and great love, has provided for every person salvation by grace through faith. Now, the question I'm asking myself, and I want to ask you today, is this. What are we doing? What are we doing as God's children to make this gift available to other people? Are we doing anything? Are we witnessing? Are we visiting? Are we contacting people? You say, well, I just don't contact people. You ever go to the grocery store? You ever go to the gas station? Listen, everywhere you go, you're going to find people, right? You're going to find people. And probably most people that we run in contact with are lost. Well, they're lost. But you know what I found? Whenever I begin to talk to people about the Lord, and I ask them if they're saved, you get two responses. I do. A genuine child of God will say, yes, I'm a Christian. I thank God I am. But somebody that's not a Christian, they're going to have probably some harsh remarks, or they just might turn and walk off. It's one way or the other, folks. You either know Christ as Savior, or you don't. You're either on your way to heaven, or you're on your way to hell. I mean, that's just the way it is. And we need to realize this today, that people need the Lord. They need the Lord. God is gracious. God is loving. God wants everybody to be saved. And may the Lord help us to realize we're saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not of ourselves, lest we should boast. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. I'm glad today to know that God has provided a way for mankind to be saved. To be saved. The most important thing that's ever happened to you and to me is to be saved. To be saved. Nothing in this world can compare with it. Nothing can compare with it. And you know what? It reaches out into eternity too. It's not just while I'm here. It's the best assurance you've got of living forever. Is to know Christ as personal Savior. I hope you know Him today. I hope you know Him today. Father, thank You for this time. I thank You for the Word of God. I thank You for the Spirit of God that reveals truths to us to encourage us, Lord, for what You've done for us. God, that we might be busy telling others about what You've done for us. Father, we ask You now, Lord, to help us to realize it is by grace through faith that we are saved and we're Your children. Father, bless these dear people in this room today. Lord, You know the hearts of people? I don't know. There might be one here that's not saved. May the Spirit of God take the Word of God and penetrate in their heart today. May they come forward and trust Christ as Savior, Lord, when the invitation is given. It's never too late. We're never too young. We're never too old. May this be the day, Lord, that someone might be saved. Bless our preacher. God, anoint him afresh and anew. Give him liberty. Give him power today to preach Your word. Speak to our hearts and challenge us. Bless the special today. And we'll thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.